is Gilbert Gottfried, and this is Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions with my co-host Frank Santopadre and our engineer Frank Furterosa. I think we have another guest on the show, but I can't recall the name.
Oh,
come on, Gilbert.
Dara's here.
Hi,
last
Gilbert.
Week you didn't know
Hi,
her middle
Frank.
Name. Now you don't know any
oh,
part
that's
of her
so
name.
Embarrassing.
Yes. Okay. Hi, Dara.
Hi. I'm so happy to be doing this.
We're going
to
do something. Last time we did Frank's record collection, where I basically dug some old 45s out of the attic and quizzed Gilbert on them. And he got, I think you got all but one.
Yeah.
And so we were putzing around and I said, Dara, do you have 45s in your house? She said, I do. And she dug some up. So this one's going to be Dara's record collection.
Yeah. Although it was a mixture, I think, both of us.
No, that was different. These are my CD collection.
Oh, you're okay.
My CD collection.
Yes.
The 45s are my mom's, so that we're going to do next week.
Oh, okay.
But before we get to that, I'm going to take 5 minutes quickly to give you some gifts that have been coming to my office, because I know you like to get goodies. This is from Rod Marty, and he sent you this, Gilbert.
Oh.
You know what it is?
Oh my God.
Wow.
Two Joker Pez dispensers.
And look at the type of Pez.
Orange.
It's orange Pez.
And they're all cut up into Joker. Wedges.
That's hysterical.
People love you.
Oh, that's when you know they listen.
Now this, thank you, Rod. This is from Eric Ryan, our pal Eric Ryan, who's a loyalist from the very beginning. He sent a nice letter. Dear Frank, please read this to Mr. Gottfried. These movies are for him. I'll read it on the air. There is no excuse for Gilbert not to see This is Spinal Tap and Billy Jack. I believe he's seen Billy Jack. You've seen Billy Jack.
You've never seen Billy Jack.
You now own two DVDs.
Oh, jeez.
Look at that, of Billy Jack and This is Spinal Tap. He also sent some pens, which are on my desk at work. and he writes, for your wife and his family, Frankie V., and his, I'm supposed to share the pens. He sent about 40 pens. So I'm supposed to bring pens for
I'll
you.
Add it
and
to our
John
collection.
John Fodiakis and Ray Bone and Frankie
Gilbert
V.
Steals.
Which I have. Real quick, this is something he sent to me, Gilbert. Look at this. This is actually not from Eric Ryan. This is from Bill Forsch. Check this out. It's a life mask of Dick Smith.
Oh my God.
The famous makeup artist?
Yes, The Exorcist.
Yeah, isn't that cool? The Godfather?
Wow.
The guy who aged Brando in The Godfather? Thank you, William Forsch. Dara, these are birthday gifts. He sent you.
Oh.
Because we all had a birthday in February.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Thank you, William Forsch, also known as Bill Forsch. Dara's opening her swag. What'd you get?
Look at, I got orange wedges.
An orange wedge.
I got three orange slices. Oh.
They look like coasters. That looks like orange wedge
there's
coaster.
Another box. There's another box.
Look at that.
And orange wedge earrings.
Oh. Wow. Wow.
So cool.
I'm jealous.
Thank you. Gilbert, he also sent this for you. This is your birthday present.
Oh. Uh-oh.
It's a DVD box set.
It's Drive-In Cult Classics 32 Movie Collection.
Yeah, it's like
Gilbert, hold it up for the camera.
Oh, where? Sure.
Hold up all the
gifts.
You
got your own paparazzi in here.
And it's featured on a Donald Pleasance, Robert Carradine, Robert Reed, Salman King.
Yeah, John, it's like Corman Savage stuff, biker movies.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And Frank, he also sent something for you. He sent you Celebrities at Their Worst, a 4-volume collection.
Very cool.
Because you said you were a fan. And we did the Casey episode.
Yeah,
and we still
have to go back and do more. And you know, I don't know, who's the guy that sent it?
These are from William Forsch.
Because I don't know if it was him, but somebody uploaded them all to me from discs for me to download and haven't gotten to it. Oh, that's going to be, we're going to have some fun with that.
Okay, so we'll give these out.
And I'm going to give him all the Gilbert outtakes to add to those CDs.
And there's more stuff from William in my office that we'll save for another episode, because we're going to move on to get to our feature idea. But isn't that nice, Gilbert?
Yes.
Look, they put some thought into this stuff.
And
they care about you.
More and more at my shows, there's like people coming in with oranges. People
pretty soon they'll be throwing them at your ass while you're on stage.
Yes, and people wearing the pins.
Yep. Well, we're going to plug the pins too. You can get the pins at podswag.com. You can still get our Orange Wedge pins and the pins with Gilbert's face and my face. People are actually wearing your face.
Yes.
Is that disturbing?
Yeah,
when
very
they come up
much.
To you and do that. So we appreciate that. We love getting stuff that's very nice of you. We love getting stuff that's so show specific. Dara is chomping at the bit here.
I'm very, very, very excited about this.
To quiz me? Are you quizzing him too, or did he help you compile it?
No. I didn't tell him what I was doing.
Okay, so she's quizzing us both, Gilbert.
Okay.
So this is Dara's record collection. Frank has the songs queued up. Dara has a little bit of trivia about each one.
Yep.
Shall we start? I have not seen these. I hope I guess them and not make a fool of myself.
Well, the first one you might have a hard time with, but let's see.
Okay.
So the first one... Do I tell you a little about it first? Or do you want to hear it
probably
first?
Probably not, because I might guess.
Okay, that's right. Go for it.
What's the first one, Frank?
Oh, I know this one.
It's like the 30s. Sounds like the 30s.
Have a little mazel, 'cause mazel means good luck.
Wow.
And if you have a mazel, you always have a buck. And if you have a mazel, and though you're on the ball, well, you're going to try and try. You never get by. You beat your head against the wall.
I don't have a guess at this. It sounds like a kind of a Mickey Katz thing, but it's clearly not Mickey Katz. Is it a black singer?
Yeah. A doo-wop group called, you ready?
I'm ready.
It's the Ravens.
The Ravens.
And the song is called Mazel. And what's so crazy is that this was a song that my mom used to sing to me when I was a little kid.
I love this.
And my grandmother would sing it to my mother when she was a little kid. And I sing it to my daughter.
So it's been passed down.
Christopher Walken speech.
Yes, it's the pocket watch is
and
coming.
I was like, one day I said, hey, let me just see if I could find it online.
And you found it.
And I found it, and I was so surprised that it was sung by a doo-wop group.
What's it called?
It's called Mazel.
Mazel. You knew this, Gil?
Yes.
How come?
And, well...
Because of me.
And I think the story was... They had a manager, most likely a Jew.
That's right.
And
most likely.
And they heard this playing somewhere. It's a Jewish group who recorded it. Because, you know, mazel is luck.
I love it.
Yeah.
And they heard that and they said, we want to record that.
I did not know this existed. Do you have a year?
What's that?
We have a
It's from 1946. It was from the late 40s.
I was way off.
Early 50s.
Who sang it originally.
It almost sounded like a Cab Calloway thing.
Yeah.
It almost sounded like,
Okay, so then
it was a Jewish group.
Yeah.
Very good. What was the group again? The Ravens?
The Ravens.
Very good.
The Ravens.
I'm completely stumped, but I feel
You're going to get a lot of these
I feel educated.
You're going to get a lot of these other ones. Okay, next one.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah, this is a great song. This is Art Garfunkel. I love. It's called All I Know. Yeah, it's a great song.
Good
is this
job.
A Jimmy Webb song?
Correct.
I love this song.
Correct.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's hard for me not to sing.
I love this song so much.
So beautiful, right? That's from me to Gilbert.
Oh, that's sweet.
Get a room.
Yeah.
Beautiful. That's from one of the Garfunkel solo albums.
It's from Angel Clare from 1972.
It's beautiful.
One of my favorite albums of all time. And I love the words.
Yeah.
I love the words.
Did we ask Art Garfunkel to do the show?
Not yet, but boy, would I be happy.
Well, maybe we'll send him this. Gil, did you know that one?
That one I knew. And
he does a great version of Mazel, too.
and I once worked with Art Garfunkel.
You never told me that.
I did a scene in a movie that I don't think was ever released.
Are you in Carnal Knowledge? Did I miss you? Are you in Bad Timing, A Sensual Obsession?
Or what's oh God, there were a bunch of those that he made.
He made a bunch. Yeah.
But the producer of the film was arrested, I think, for molesting little boys.
Fantastic.
Yes.
That's a beautiful, what a beautiful capper he put on the song that means so much to Dara. That was lovely.
That's something you never hear when they talk about Casablanca.
Let me wipe a tear. Oh, beautiful song. I love Art Garfunkel.
Oh, I love that song.
I do, and I do.
And
this.
Jimmy Webb. I love the fact that Jimmy Webb wrote that song.
Yes. Yes. Boy, I got that one right on the musical intro.
Amazing. Okay. Amazing.
I feel redeemed.
The next one I don't think you're going to get.
I feel redeemed.
The next one I don't
get
think.
This one.
You think he'll get this?
Everybody knows this one.
Okay, here we go.
Is that Mickey Katz?
Nope.
It should be
Mickey Katz.
It's Electric Light Orchestra.
Yeah. This is not my language. This is not my native language.
Come on,
is it Kate Smith?
Come on, Frank. Come on, Frank.
So Frank was putting me on by saying everybody knows this.
Oh, no, everybody knows this, not in this country or this era.
Wait, here it comes.
This is the part I'm going to know?
It's where it rocks.
Here it comes. This is the song I run to at the gym.
Is it Perry Como?
Here it comes.
Everybody uses it.
Everybody.
Everybody's treadmill workout.
This is where I turn it up to 4 and 5 on the treadmill.
Where have I seen this song?
It was actually in a...
In a Woody Allen movie?
Possibly.
The singer was born in Sicily.
Is it Victor Moe?
Yeah.
It's from 1947.
It's from an
album called From Avenue A to the Great White Way. Yiddish and American popular songs from 1914 to 1950.
Wow.
Yep.
That is very impressive.
Aaron Lebedev.
Oh, love him. As I said, his father died in my basement, as I once said in the show.
Romania.
I know that is used in a movie. Now, of course, our listeners are going to freak out, especially our Jewish listeners.
They're cursing at their...
you know this piece?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, but did you know the... I mean, I knew the I don't know what
the
it
song.
Is. The middle eight. But you recognize
it gets easier
this.
Yeah,
after
it
this.
Was a number one hit in Palermo.
Did they play these songs in the Gottfried household when you were growing up?
Not so much, but this one I remember. In fact, I remember this one starting to get played on the radio years later.
Yeah, Dick Clark. It was part of the Payola scandal.
I just love that song. It makes me run so fast.
Good night to David Simon. David's
good
waving.
David Simon.
David, we love you. Thanks for coming.
I love the outtakes of him yelling at the band. The men wear shirts.
We should edit this so that Buddy Rich yells at the klezmer player at the end.
All right, we have a lot to get through.
That's
so
great.
Let's move on to the next one.
I know it's from a movie.
Okay, wait. Can I tell you first the next one?
Sure,
was,
you can give me a little bit if you don't think it'll give it away.
No, I'm not going to give it away at all. Let me just say the next one was our wedding song.
Oh, so of course Gilbert has no chance to know
it.
I'm in like Flynn.
He has no idea.
I remember he wasn't there.
He has
no idea.
I'm in like Flynn.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under stars.
Is that Gene Autry? Yeah. It's clearly Gene Autry. Don't fence me in, right?
Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you, please don't fence me in, just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky.
1934.
On my coyote.
I thought Help was your wedding song.
Over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
That's great.
So do you know who this was written by?
To the ridge. Jimmy Webb.
No. I would say I will take...
It was written in 1934. Do you know by who?
God, I'll take a crazy guess and say a songwriter of the era, Hoagy Carmichael.
No. Do you know who was written by, Gilbert?
No.
Initials CP?
Cole Porter.
Correct.
I see. I should know that stuff.
Correct.
That's.
It's also one of the top 100 Western songs of all time.
It's beautifully constructed.
Yes, and it was also written for a movie.
Now you got me again.
In 1934.
Who was in the movie?
And the movie was unproduced. Like 20.
Then I won't get it.
It was the prequel to Oklahoma.
Did Gilbert audition?
Audio.
Was it the prequel to Funky Monkey?
It was originally written in 1934 for Adios Argentina.
Oh, I have that. Adios Argentina.
Yeah, there was Anthony Perkins' father. What was it?
Oh, Osgood Perkins.
Osgood.
Yeah.
Osgood.
Who the hell else would know that, by the way?
I was thinking of Onslow.
No,
in my
Onslow.
Mind.
Osgood Perkins.
Getting it mixed up with Onslow Stevens.
Yes.
But Osgood Perkins would sing. He loved this song.
Don't fence me in.
He would sing it to Anthony Perkins.
Did you really play that at your wedding, or were you fooling around?
Yeah.
Oh, so you had a sense of humor about it.
Yes.
Did he know you were going to do that, or was it a surprise?
I don't think so. I don't remember.
Did you do a slow dance on the floor to Don't Fence Me In?
There was just 11 people at our wedding.
Wow.
Yeah, we got... It was only family.
Were you in custody?
Yeah.
It's 11 people. My wife and I got married at the downtown at the City Hall. It was even less romantic.
No, I think it was right before people. Jeff Ross's...
It was. I put her in a cab and went to Jeff Ross's. My poor suffering wife.
We will return to Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh, that was fun. I should have known that was a Cole Porter composition, but I'm enjoying this.
Okay.
What's next?
So the next song is the only song I ever sing when I do karaoke.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never done karaoke with you.
It's called Romania.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
A live version. Oh, of course. Well, the title's in the... the title's right there.
That's true.
Would it be a faded rose from days...
Wait, it'll come to me.
This is not the version I know.
I know. I like this version. So you have to guess the artist.
He was meeting you here today. Take you to his mansion in the sky.
So Helen Reddy charted with this song.
You're good. Helen Reddy charted. He made a number one hit in 1973. Yeah. But this was actually...
Is this Loretta Lynn?
Nope.
So close.
And it's also on Bette Midler's Divine Miss M record.
Is it Tammy Wynette?
Nope.
Is it Gilbert? Is it Barry White?
You're all wrong. It's John Davidson in drag.
This is Barry White.
Give up?
I'm going to take one more guess.
Okay.
See, country's my blind spot. So there are people screaming
country
at their device, Frank, that doesn't sound like Tammy Wynette.
I love country.
It's going to kill me.
It rhymes with Rania Rucker.
There you go. There you go. Glenn Campbell's ex.
There you go.
Tanya Tucker.
1972 is a top 10 country hit for her.
Wow. I should have guessed that. I knew the song. Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
Delta Dawn. Nice.
So, okay.
Helen Reddy is around and somebody we should try to get on the podcast.
Ooh.
So that you can... Because Gilbert sang I Am Woman on a mini episode. And she needs to hear that. Nice choices, Darren. I'm enjoying it.
Good. Let's keep going.
I don't even mind being stupid. I'm having so much fun.
You'll get the next one.
I've gotten used to it over the years.
So the words for the next one I just think are just so beautiful.
Okay, hopefully they're not at the top.
So beautiful.
By the way, these are all 45s in your house?
CDs.
Oh, these are CDs. Oh, so we're gonna do singles next week.
Yes.
So this is Dara's CD collection.
Correct.
We had an apartment in the city.
That's Bette Midler.
Yes.
Yeah. I recognize her voice anywhere.
She has a huge apartment
me
in the city.
And my husband liked living there.
I know this song. What the hell is it called?
It's been years since the kids have grown. A life of their own. Left us alone.
Gil, any guesses on the title?
Oh.
John and Linda live in Omaha.
I mean, I know the song.
Me too.
Can you hear it in there? Hello in there.
Joe is somewhere on the road.
Frank's trying to give us clever hints.
Very clever,
we
Frank.
We lost Davy in the Korean War.
Oh, she's talented.
Still don't
isn't this beautiful?
That's beautiful. Oh, you know the writer?
Don't matter anymore.
I know it was co-produced by Barry Manilow.
Mm-hmm. You know that old trees just grow stronger.
Beautiful.
An old river.
I'm waiting for the chorus before I fade it out.
Every day. But old people, they just grow lonesome. Waiting for someone to say hello in there.
There it is, titled Hello in There. Hello. You like a melancholy song, don't you, Dara?
I do.
You're like me.
Oh, I love
yeah,
sensitive,
I like a plaintive
beautiful
love song like Ray Charles' You Don't Know Me.
Yeah.
My favorite.
This is like when we were playing like the death song.
It's a little bit.
Like
sorry.
You just want to, yeah, I want to throw myself in front of a train.
It's beautiful, though.
Yeah. It's so beautiful.
Surely you could
I
see the beauty
Midler
in it.
So much. And the Divine Miss M was like one of my favorite albums.
She's gifted.
When I was a kid, my parents would play that all the time and play John Denver and play Art Garfunkel.
So you grew up in a house with all this music
oh,
around.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Angel Claire. Okay.
That's nice.
So the next song is a song that I would sing with my hairbrush in front of a mirror when I was in junior high school.
Okay.
All right, go for it.
That's not a good hint for me.
Nope.
Yeah, it's Pat Benatar.
No.
Oh, God, what's the matter with me? It's Patti Smythe and Scandal.
Correct.
No, it's not them either.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it's The Warrior.
Yes, it is.
I got it.
Good job, Frank. Good job.
I went around the bend.
And who is she married to?
John McEnroe.
There you go.
Still?
I don't know. I think so. So this was actually written by Holly Knight, who wrote Love is a Battlefield.
Yes. Well, that's why I thought it was Benatar.
Uh-huh.
It's similar.
And also by the writer Nick Gilder, who wrote Hot Child in the City.
There's a one-hit wonder for you. You know this song.
Oh, yeah. In fact, Patti Smythe was one of those singers always in Catch a Rising Star in New York.
Was she?
Yeah. I mean, Pat Benatar, too.
Well, Pat Benatar, we never covered this on the show. Pat Benatar, great song, great pop song. Good call.
Yeah, I love that song.
You like those women power ballads?
I do.
You like the Benatar songs, too?
I do.
She's coming. She's coming to New York.
Seven the Hard Way was one of my favorite
She's
albums.
She's great. We never talked about
this.
I
saw her in the Berkshires. I went to go see her.
You did?
She was great.
She's coming to New York. Our friend Rick Newman, the founder of Catch a Rising Star, managed Pat, and she lived in my apartment building years before I moved into it on 81st Street near the old Catch, which is now long gone.
Both Pat Benatar and Patti Smythe were both like local singers at Catch.
Well, Pat Benatar was a singing waitress. Was she not in those days?
I don't remember the waitress.
Am I mistaken?
But, I mean, she could have been.
And Danny Aiello was working the door.
Yep.
And now I walk by it, and it's just, there's nothing there.
No.
It's like it was a disco for a while, and now it's just, there's no Catch left. That was a good call, that song.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that in many a year.
I love that song.
And Keenan Ivory Wayans was the doorman at the Improv.
You are correct. Very good. All right.
The next song, well, I'm not going to say anything.
How am I doing? I'm like half.
You're doing great.
I'm not doing so great. I thought it was Pat Benatar.
You're doing great. That was close.
Hell yeah, you're doing great.
Yeah, ready there the you next go. One? There you go. Go for it.
If you're thinking that my life is a hoot and a holler.
Well, I think I know the singer.
From the start of the day.
I'd have to be dead to not know that's Neil Diamond.
To the dark of the night. And that it's ringing like a bell.
Listen to the words.
That you only want to follow.
Picking obscure songs.
Gotta trust me when I say I'm just trying to get it right. Still I think about myself.
What a voice.
As a lucky old dreamer. And if you're asking me to tell, is it worth what I paid? You're gonna hear me say, hell yeah it is. And I say it loud.
I love these words.
I loved it all.
I love these words.
And I'm not too
somebody
proud.
Get Gilbert a tissue.
I freed my soul. Just let it fly.
I don't have a title for you.
Hell yeah, this crazy life around me.
What's this?
It confuses and confounds me. But it's all the life I've got until I die. Hell yeah, it is.
What's the title?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, it is. So Frank was giving me another hint.
So this is from 12 songs.
Was this the album produced by Rick Rubin?
Correct.
Yeah.
Go, way to go,
Frank. Nice work together. I used to work with
and
Rick.
And best of all, do you know what Neil Diamond's nickname was?
Legs?
No. Neil Diamond, they used to call the Jewish Elvis.
Oh, that's very good. That's right.
Boy, do I love Neil Diamond.
I haven't thought of that in years. Have we given up on getting Neil Diamond on the show?
No, I really, really, right, we gotta make really a full court press. Come on.
I got to make some calls and see if we can get somebody who knows him.
His son-in-law is a friend of my friend Astris.
Did we try?
I think he's, maybe he'll do it.
We'll see.
Well, yeah,
God, I hope
so. God, he'd be great.
God, yeah, I love him wonderful. So much.
My favorite Neil Diamond song is Brother Love's Traveling Salvation Show.
Oh,
which
you can,
which
great
is,
song.
Yeah, used in a David Spade movie.
Great song.
To great effect. Okay, what's next?
Okay, next.
This one, everybody uses.
This one, you're
not
gonna
happy
know.
With my results.
You're no, you'll know.
Are
this
you
one.
Sad?
I am.
You'll know this one.
Cody Addis would know these if he were here.
She hangs her head and cries in my shirt.
Well, that's Cat Stevens.
Right.
Is this Sad Lisa? She
yeah.
Yeah. From Mona Bone Jacong.
That's
was
great.
That the album? Do I have
yes,
the right do I have the right,
yes,
have the right
yes.
LP?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mona Bone Jacong.
Yeah, Mac Mona Bone Jacong. I saw him at the Beacon a couple years ago.
I know you did, and I didn't get tickets, and I went.
A fortune.
I know. I was too cheap, and I ended up standing outside, and I put my head to the back door trying to hear through the door at the Beacon, and I stood there by myself.
Oh, my God. Maybe that's the saddest thing I've ever heard. Maybe he'll come back.
Because I couldn't get a ticket. It was sold out. It was sold out.
Sad Dara.
I went by myself.
All that's needed is lightning and thunder. When that's going on.
Okay, yes. the next one.
I don't think you could stump me with a Cat Stevens song.
Yeah, that I regret not getting tickets for that one.
Well, he'll come back.
After you figure out this next one, tell me what movie it was used in recently.
Okay.
There you go.
Is this Mazel again? Cat Stevens does Mazel? Well, it's got to be 80s, just from that,
right?
That drum sound.
Right.
Oh, God. So 80s.
Yeah.
Oh, I know this.
It's not Richard Marx.
It's Cyndi Lauper.
Uh-huh.
Don't be discouraged, don't worry.
The hell is the name of this?
It's hard to take courage in a world.
Remember Gilbert?
Yeah.
You know,
is it True Colors?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I know our listeners are screaming.
But I see your true colors.
I love the words.
She from Brooklyn?
Yeah. Queens. She's from Queens. So this was
I should have known that.
She won the Grammy Award for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance. and it was at number one for 2 weeks. And it was the first single released from her second album.
Look at you. You did homework.
Right?
You just sent like Frank husband. The clips. I'm so impressed. Yes. Oh, not quite as much research as Gilbert does. But you're getting there.
Okay, I got two more.
These are bringing back memories. That right? And Patti Smyth. Okay, let's squeeze them in.
This one will too.
This one's pretty obscure. It's going to be tough.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Joan Jett. Right. We all know this one.
We all know this one. 1982.
Did Weird Al parody it?
She was a regular at Nutmeg before it closed.
Joan Jett?
Yeah.
I met her once. She was nice.
Very nice. She was coming on the for view. Some show.
Let's hear a little of it. Anybody remember that Michael J. Fox, Joan Jett movie?
Oh, yeah.
Paul Schrader made?
Oh!
Light of Day?
Oh, yep. I love that song.
Remember that?
Yeah. They had The Light of Day. It was a great song that they did.
Yeah, it's catchy as hell.
I love rock.
You didn't sing with a hairbrush with this one?
I did not with this one, too. I was 12.
You know the song? I'm gonna reveal this about my wife. I hope that she doesn't mind. The one song that will get her running through the house singing like a maniac.
Yeah.
Is Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard.
Oh, really?
Very similar beat, actually.
Yeah, a little bit. But she'll lose it.
That's
so funny. We sing a Hot Child in the City together, not to reveal too much about our relationship.
That's great. That's great.
Gilbert's looking at me.
So the next one, I actually had a VHS tape, and I taped it when it was on TV, and I used to play it over and over and over.
I like how's that going to help me?
Yeah, right, yeah.
I'm just setting it up.
It's like a hit. I sang this with a hairbrush.
You're going to know this one, but you have to. All right, go ahead.
Gilbert will know it. It's a song about providing free food for people.
Oh, wow. Well. Let's let Gilbert take a crack. Yes, of course. It's We Are the World.
Yeah.
Yeah.
USA for Africa. Can you name some of the people that were in it?
I can name them all.
Okay,
which is because I'm a sick individual.
I have a list.
Well, I'll start with a hard one. LaToya Jackson.
Okay.
Bette Midler.
Okay.
Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Lindsey Buckingham, Lionel Richie, Michael Jackson, Ray Charles, Willie Nelson, Bruce Springsteen, Bob Dylan.
Wow.
Steve Perry. Kenny Loggins.
And you're fast.
So on and so forth. Paul Simon.
Right?
Stevie Wonder.
Yes, holy shit. Look at you.
Lindsey Buckingham's in it.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
Ray Charles
is in it.
Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, Kenny Rogers is there right there. Kim Carnes is in it.
Wow,
Cindy Lauper's in it.
You are amazing.
I'm just sick.
I feel like
there's
like,
Kenny.
You're like looking at them and
James
going,
Ingram. The late James Ingram.
Correct.
We just lost him.
God, I just saw
it's Tina Turner.
Billy Joel with hair.
And Billy Joel. You know love is all yeah. Check your egos at the door, said Quincy.
Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Ah, the children. He loved the children so much.
All right, you.
Loved and loved and loved.
There's a choice we're making.
That's Diana Ross. I can see the video in my head.
Right?
Yeah. When Springsteen comes in, it's so dramatic. The Springsteen-Stevie Wonder duet.
And I love Cyndi Lauper's part, too.
Yeah. As Dionne Warwick.
Amazing.
Yeah. So they know that someone and Willie Nelson on the back of this. And their life will be stronger and free.
As God has shown us. Willie. Get him on the podcast.
Ben Vereen. Not
no,
Ben Vereen.
Al
Jarreau. What the fuck did I say Ben Vereen for? There's Bruce. When he comes in, it's like, bam!
Right?
Takes on another. That's Kenny Loggins. All right. This was fun.
So much fun.
You want to do the Al Jarreau over this, Gilbert?
So much
why
fun.
Did I say Ben Vereen? That's Steve Perry. and Daryl Hall. Right?
Yeah.
From Hall and
yeah.
Oates.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. It's,
Michael Jackson got way too much airtime in this.
You know, it was so impressive at the time. Huey Lewis, who's now right? deaf, the poor thing.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Lost his hearing.
Hear this part, this part.
Cyndi Lauper.
I was such a fan of hers when I was
That's
kid.
Kim Carnes.
Boy, what a time capsule.
It is.
Right there.
It was so impressive at the time to see all those people together.
Right?
And I remember it's...
Goosebumps.
Gives me yeah. goose measles.
Dara, this was very impressive.
Gilbert, did you enjoy this?
Oh, yes.
Sorry we woke you.
All right, you want to do the outro over this? I'll let it roll.
Yeah, Gil. Want to sign off?
Oh, yes. This has been Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsession.
With our special guest?
Dara Gottfried.
Dara Kravitz Woo-hoo! Gottfried. This should have been your wedding song, I think.
This was fun. Thanks,
and
guys.
And suddenly Dylan comes in and it gets weird.
Right?
Yeah. Go ahead, Gil.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys next week. Thank you for doing all that work.
Oh, it's a
That was
a
fun.
Pleasure.
I wish I'd done better. We'll keep doing them. Bye.